From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Officials are still searching for a cause of the salmonella outbreak connected to two farms in Iowa. Together, the farms recalled more than half a billion eggs last week. And investigators from the Food and Drug Administration are still on the ground at the farms trying to figure it out. Donna Rosenbaum of the group Safe Tables, Our Priority, says consumers should be extra cautious about handling eggs.
Heat will kill the salmonella. However, just like when you have raw meat juices and seafood juices and so forth that can be contaminated, you have to understand that when you're mixing raw eggs and you might mix a dough and use your hands, or when you would splash it and it would go on the counter and a drip of it's there.
As many as 1,300 people have been sickened. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the number of illnesses will likely grow. In the southern Sindh province of Pakistan, they're using stones and sandbags to try to hold off floodwaters. They're trying to strengthen at least two levees that are seen as potential trouble spots as Pakistan deals with its worst flooding in decades. A local official says three towns in one district are in danger, and some 150,000 people have been evacuated. The World Health Organization warns preventive measures must be taken to head off the outbreak of waterborne and communicable diseases in flood-stricken Pakistan. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva that millions of children are at risk.
WHO reports hundreds of thousands of cases of skin and respiratory tract infections have been detected since the flooding began in Pakistan. Health crisis chief Daniel Lopez Acuna says diseases such as malaria and diarrhea are also of growing concern.
The risks can be reduced substantially for many of these diseases by basic preventive measures. Access to clean water, appropriate sanitation and hygiene, and current food handling in a correct fashion.
Acuna says it's especially important to get help for pregnant and lactating women or people with chronic diseases in need of critical treatment. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Australians are facing days of political haggling to decide the shape of their next government after yesterday's closely fought election. Both Prime Minister Julia Gillard and opposition leader Tony Abbott are negotiating with independent lawmakers about forming a government. The BBC's Nick Brown has more on the elections from Sydney.
Election night itself was full of twists. Exit polls suggested the Labour government might scrape home. The opposition started winning marginal seat after marginal seat. Then the central character in this whole drama, the Prime Minister Julia Gillard, stepped before her supporters, ashen-faced, knowing she'd fallen short of an outright majority.
The BBC's Nick Brown reporting. This is NPR News. Firefighters in rural San Diego County say they've stopped the progress of a wildfire and are making gains overnight to contain it. It's currently about 10% contained. Captain Darrell Pina of CAL FIRE says it's burning in an area still recovering from an earlier burn.
The fire's in an old burn of the Cedar Creek fire that burned in 2003, so the fuels and the vegetation out here is less than 10 years old. It was light and flashy fuel.
The fire has burned about 2,000 acres and forced the evacuation by helicopter of a pair of hikers and eight people in a cabin. Another fire on California's central coast has forced the evacuation of about a half dozen campgrounds. The creator of the PBS show Stargazer has died. Jack Orkheimer's program helped popularize naked eye astronomy. But as NPR's Laura Seidel says, he was never taken seriously by professional astronomers.
Orkheimer actually began his career as a jazz organist, nightclub entertainer, actor, and playwright. After he graduated from Purdue University, he came to Miami because doctors believed the warm climate would help with the degenerative lung disease that plagued him most of his life. There he began to visit the planetarium at night. He once told the Miami Herald that those visits transformed him. He began to believe that we were all part of the cosmos. He volunteered at the planetarium at the Miami Museum of Science and Space Transit and eventually became the director of the institution. He was known for the creative, dazzling displays he created. Horkheimer was also known for going as far as dressing up in costumes to promote a show. Horkheimer succumbed to respiratory disease. He was 72 years old. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.